regard. And if you already have a lot of people that are walking and cycling, but they're walking and cycling in poor conditions, that really tells you that they're using these modes out of necessity. And it's really important to make sure that the quality of these modes is improved so that they can continue to use those modes, but then also attract other people that are maybe not using them. And eventually you can justify greater investments in these modes, is my thought.
Thank you very much. Now I will invite the audience to bring your experience in your countries concerning gender mainstreaming in transport and mobility. And if you consider, if you have good practices in your countries to be shared with us, with other countries. Or maybe in at least thinking or already adopting national policies which consider gender issues in transport and mobility. Anyway, we have to follow these steps. First of all, to recognize that exists as a problem. Secondly, we have to adopt a policy, and later on to put efforts to implement this policy. If representatives from member states can bring to our attention to make a short information about the